The Gospel we've just read is from the Evangelist Luke. As we know, St. Luke was not one of the apostles. He was a disciple of the Apostle Paul. It is not unremarkable, therefore, that Luke, who pretty much wrote under Paul's direction, should have so frequently featured Peter, who was the real head of the apostles. Compared with Peter, in terms of missionary enterprise, Paul did much more traveling, much more preaching, and frankly, was more famous. But Peter was the head. And Paul made sure that when Luke wrote his gospel, he kept bringing up and bringing out Peter's leadership. There is, at bottom, only one real crisis in the Catholic Church today. Within the Catholic Church, there are those who still accept the primacy of the Pope, and those who are either not so sure, although they call themselves Catholic, have rejected it. It is well, then, to remind ourselves that throughout the Gospels, though Peter was a very human being, brash, boastful, in his own way spiritually arrogant, Lord, I can't speak for the rest of these. Yet they all leave you, but not me. When Christ foretold his passion, Peter, the brave Peter, far be it from you, Lord. Don't expose yourself to certain death. Remember what Christ told Peter? He called him Satan. And in the sad episode during the Passion, it would be a girl who got the big bluff Peter to deny his master. All of this is important to reflect, because no less than Simon Peter in his day, so the popes ever since have been human beings, and some, as we know from our church's history, very human. Yet these very human beings, now the papers keep talking about the Polish Pope. They never bother talking about the Italian Pope. And as Hans Küng once remarked, what can you expect from a Pole? Those who believe, and I'm talking to the right audience, realize that this very human being, whether Italian or Polish or whatever the nationality, once he becomes the Bishop of Rome, becomes the Vicar of Christ. We are now, and all day yesterday, we were urging the people to pray for priests. Lord knows, they need it. But there is, if there is one priest and bishop who needs all our prayer and whatever sacrifice we can make to beg God to enlighten and strengthen him, it is the Bishop of Rome. For just a moment, let's make it as clear as we can who this person is. His official title is Bishop of Rome. Catholics hold that the moment he becomes bishop of that see, at that moment, he becomes the sovereign pontiff. So that is a perfect synonym to say Vicar of Christ equals Bishop of Rome. It is surely significant that Peter, who, as we know, on at least one occasion, got deathly scared when a little squall broke out over that pond called Lake Tiberias. People say you could easily swim across it. A good swimmer. Yet under divine inspiration, Simon, who had never traveled, he just was no Paul, decided to brave not the little Lake Tiberias, but the huge Mediterranean. He traveled from Palestine to Rome to challenge the authority of the Caesars. This fisherman, we know he was literate. That's about all that scholars say for sure about his ability. Yet in a few short years, Nero was so terrified of his authority because thousands were becoming Christians that he had Peter and, for good measure, Paul both put to death. For those who don't have the fullness of the Catholic faith, we've got to use that language, fullness of the Catholic faith. It is past belief that one human being should have this kind of supreme authority. The famous statement of the English historian Lord Acton, a Catholic of a sort. Every critic of the papacy quotes Acton. All power corrupts. Absolute power corrupts absolutely. You give people authority, and it goes to their head. And if you give them absolute authority, they go out of their head. Well, whatever we say about civil rulers, or the kings and princes of states, faith tells us, though it's just one human being, and in everything else, what is human as the rest of us. But because he holds that office, he has authority that no one on earth possesses. He has a right, though he doesn't exercise it, over all the kings of earth. Honest. That's what happened, as you know, in the 16th century. When the kings of England, one after the other, and then tapering with Queen Elizabeth, which cost the church thousands of martyrs. You don't have to obey the sovereign in anything touching morality or your faith. Time and again, the Pope has said regarding abortion, you are not only permitted to disobey the civil law, you are obliged to. Over in the indissolubility of marriage, the United States has, as we know, such. Sadly, human laws has to give people a divorce with the right to remarry in some states without even a court hearing. By correspondence, by mail. You can call up and get a divorce. Low rate divorce fees. Caption: divorce your husband. The lowest fee I've seen is $89. That's the state. This one man under God has authority to tell every other authority, when he so desires, you are wrong. And it's hard, I know what I am saying, it is hard in a country like ours. Democracy is in our blood. The idea of authority coming from the top down is alien to our American way of thinking, but it's Catholics. That's it. May I therefore strongly recommend that every day, whether individually or for the sisters as a community, if you don't have, I would recommend introducing, if only a short prayer for the Holy Father. As Father McGuire mentioned, to Dr. me on the way over here from, is it St. Joseph's? that Pope Paul the VI more than once told his intimates that when he goes to bed at night, he can only think of that pillow as a crown of thorns. For our present Holy Father, reported by one of the sisters who is in charge of the Vatican household, around 2 one morning, she thought she heard a stirring in the Pope's private chapel. Well, there was stirring. Prostrate in the sanctuary, praying through the night. It takes a lot of faith to believe that Christ chose Simon, terribly human Simon, as his vicar on earth, so that what he teaches, what he decrees, is taught and decreed by Christ. Jesus, the Son of God, bless your vicar on earth. Strengthen him, the successor of Simon Peter. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.